Hey, just because it's a holiday doesn't mean that we're lacking in art. In fact, because it's a holiday and a holiday week with a little rain in the forecast, maybe you want to take a couple of notes. Annie Dugan joins us this morning. Hey, you got to tell me, I was out of town. How was the Free Range Film Festival?
Fabulous, Lisa. It was the perfect weekend of weather, of filmmakers. I think the highlight of the whole fest, beyond just seeing people enjoy great movies, was seeing this huge ring of filmmakers from Duluth, from Renshaw, from New York City, from Minneapolis, from all over the country, sitting around talking about what makes great movies and what they like looking at and what they were interested in. I think that that kind of discussion is really what thrills us. So it was a grand success, and I think we're going to do it again next year. So mark your calendars for the end of June, 28th and 29th. We will celebrate my mom's birthday, and we will celebrate film.
Hey, I got to ask you, is the food farm growing popcorn so that you can sell actual food farm popcorn at the movie?
That would be amazing. We have a popcorn supply. We do serve organic popcorn, but it is the popcorn that we grow in the food farm, we don't grow in mass quantities for theater goers, which is too bad. Although we should sell just like the sticks of popcorn that people can take home and have a little experience back at home.
Yeah.
That would be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. Do I have to do all of your marketing for you? I mean, really?
You do. I know. I'll give you a free stick of popcorn.
Boy, I should say so. No, I'd rather have 5 acres. What do we have to look forward to this week?
Sure. So this week, I have one call for entries that I want. You know, I figure some of those artists in our region might have maybe a day off. Maybe, to get their artwork into the Lyric Center for the Arts. They are having an open call for artists, artists from the region celebrating the Iron Range. So this is an Iron Range juried exhibition, and it's for artists thinking about what they value in the Iron Range. So this can be, it's a very open-ended theme, and it's one that I think artists can really respond to. So I really like the Lyric Center for the Arts is really doing some great programming around the visual arts, and it's I encourage everyone to apply to that because it's nice to recognize the work that the Lyric does and that the work the Iron Range does. And then I have a few book recommendations and a movie recommendation coming off the film festival. I figured some folks might have a little bit of extra time this week, and why not spend some vacation time relaxing with some media about art? And the books I'm focusing on are, I know that a lot of folks like for their vacation reading, mystery novels or true crime novels. So these are mystery true crime novels about art. And the first one is actually an older book. It's called The Hollow Needle. It was written in 1909 by Maurice LeBlanc, and it sort of is the genesis for all of these art heist tropes that we have in contemporary culture. The hero, or the anti-hero, I should say, of the series is Arsène Lupin. And he is sort of the gentleman thief. You know, he has this wonderful mustachio, and is sort of a gentleman's thief. And, you know, as a reader, you end up rooting for the villain, in a lot of ways. And the LeBlanc's, story of Lupin has sort of spawned this whole series, especially in France. They have TV shows about this character. He inspired other art, like actual art thieves, in 1930. Yes, in 1934, Jan van Eyck's famous Ghent altarpiece was stolen in the cover of Night because it was inspired by this.
Okay, let me just make the point here that while we tend to look at violent video games now and say that part of our crime rate has to do with violent video games, that
art
books
theft.
Were inspiring art theft.
Great
back in
point.
The 30s.
Yes. Okay. Great point.
All right.
So, and I'm not encouraging, this is not, I'm not recommending the hollow needle to condone.
It's not a how-to.
Thievery. Yes, this is more just an, a wonderful escape, escapist book about stealing art. So that is my first recommendation. I also want to recommend The Medici Conspiracy by Peter Watson. Peter Watson is a journalist and sort of followed along in the 80s with this art crime detective who, and basically sort of they Watson's work, the work of Rodolfo Saverio, they started this art squad basically to look at stolen artwork. And the Medici, this is a nonfiction. The Hollow Needle is a fiction, but the Medici Conspiracy is a nonfiction, and it really goes in depth looking at it's got everything. It's got mob family, because this Medici was part of the Casa Nostra family, and they were behind a lot of these like really big art thefts. And it's got detectives, so it's a fascinating read about this sort of underbelly, underworld of dealing in art theft stories. In fact, the last one is the and this Medici guy would sell work to the Met and the Getty, and like, you know, it was sort of it was a bad side of museum and institutional collections that is really an interesting thing to think about. And then I also want to mention, you know, seeing that it's the 4th of July, the art movie that I want to recommend is called Skyladder. It's on, I believe it's on Netflix. I don't know where else you can get it, but it follows the huge art project of an artist, really famous contemporary artist named Cai Guozhong. And what Cai is doing is he's working in fireworks. He's working in explosions. And when we think about contemporary art and we think about, you know, large scale, sort of go big or go home, and when you're looking at a 500-meter explosion that was intended to connect our Earth with the universe, you know, sort of this like these grand ideas and huge, I mean, I think it's probably the largest installation, you know, certainly it's ephemeral, but largest space-wise installation piece. So it looks at, you know, space, scale, intervention, you know, how we connect with things. It's literally he exploded ha 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 onto the art scene, and is really a fascinating figure. So I recommend Skyladder, Earth, following Cai Guozhong.
So basically, the theme of today's program is: do not try this at home.
That's exactly right. You can watch it at home or read it at home.
Exactly.
But please don't explode things or steal things.
Yes. All right. Well, thanks, Annie. I think that these little disclaimers are helpful often, and appreciate it much. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Lisa.
Annie Dugan is our host for Where's Art, a regular feature of Mondays right here on 103.3 KUMD.